All right, 6:30, call this meeting to order. Y'all ready to stand for the pledge of allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Shane, do the prayer.
Oh God, we come before you and thank you for all of your manifold blessings and with rejoicing for all the good things that are occurring in our community. With thanksgiving for all that you've done for us and with a hope that we can all work together as citizens and leaders to make this a better place to live, to raise children, to express our faith, and to be neighbors with one another. We pray that you'll bless the business we have before us tonight, that we might be wise, that we might be brave, and that we might be brief. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Everybody be seated. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Oliver DeSalle Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Swatlow.
Here.
Mayor Lane Fair.
Here. All right, we're having a quorum. Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting. If anybody have any additions, corrections to the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, do we have a clerk's report?
I don't think I have anything.
All right. Treasurer's report, no treasurer tonight. Mr. Collins, do you have anything in the attorney's report?
Nothing until unfinished business.
Okay. No engineer. Do we have anyone here that wish to make a public comment? Do we have any public comments or petitions? All right.
One thing on the treasurer, her brother passed, so that's why she's not here tonight, of course, but
oh, okay.
Her brother passed away, so.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. Moving on to committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Sally, you have anything?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Sewer, John?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Streets and alleys, Kendall? Nothing. Thank you. Police in Esda, Brad?
Just have a few applications for the police. Still pretty bare.
Yep. Nothing's changing in that area.
You don't have like thousands of them or?
We'd have 10.
We do have 10?
No, I said we would take 10.
We'd no kidding. If you say we had 10, I'd be surprised.
Any more than two would be like a plus.
All right. Moving on. Water, Kendall.
I have nothing.
All right. Utilities, publications, public ground, buildings and grounds. Jim.
Nothing new, but still working on some old news.
Okay. The furnaces and things still working on? Okay. Good.
Need the time and the money.
All right. Tourism. Kim, do you have anything for us?
No, I don't. All right.
Thank you. TIF, John.
Just what's under unfinished business.
Okay. And citizens, I don't see Amanda. Kenny, I know, has a rash, also known as shingles. All right, moving on. Evan,
there's a chalk party Sunday, the 27th, for the downtown Christmas stuff.
Oh, for the, okay.
Yeah, there's 16 signed up so far. And then meeting for the downtown Christmas Monday night at 6 o'clock.
It's Monday night coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At the visitor center. But that.
This is the sign.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Do they have many signed up for that chalk thing?
Yeah, 16.
16, really? Mm-hmm. Good. Good. All right, Public Works, Evan.
We have gotten all the street lights. I think it was
last Friday. We got them all switched to LED. There's a couple that's still a different color, but there are LEDs, and we have black buildings, and downtown lights are currently all LED finally. Other than that, just getting stuff ready to organize and figure out how to do certain projects at certain times. That's about it. And I did contact Darren for the water committee when we had that, and just waiting to hear that.
All right. Anybody have any questions for Evan?
Did you hear anything from the water tower guy, or did we ever even really give him?
That's the guy I just mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah, just waiting to hear back from him.
Okay.
From my wife.
Okay.
We've also got properties that we've been working on cleaning up with the police, just so you guys know. And the North Main house, the property has fallen down. My intent is to have the house condemned and tear it down. So if anybody has any objection to that, that's the only option I see. Yeah, so.
I was questioned the other day about the watch house that caught fire. We're going to do that.
Yeah, I need to talk to Johnny about that. So I talked to him before the winter, and I need to talk to him again now that it's warming up. So.
Because critters and all kinds of stuff there.
Yep.
It needs to come down.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, okay.
And the rest of the neighborhood be cleaned up, but I conveyed that myself.
Right, right. Okay. Moving on to unfinished business, we have a tip application from the Lewistown Mart. Get a chance to look at that. The owners of the Lewistown Mart are here. Do you guys have anything you wish to say to the council? Or?
I think he has already, whatever we'll be talking about in the last meeting.
Okay.
Paint the building, you want a new flooring, you want a cooler, and a driveway, right? Four items?
Which option you were going to go with was Spoon River?
The one which is cheaper.
Okay.
The one with the 15 and the 10,000 one?
15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like a 2.5.
We have still requested quote from another company if they can beat them, but we haven't heard back from anyone yet.
Okay. Is that going to be sufficient of what you want?
I think so, yeah. That will be, most of it will be the property, it will be property improvement. I think we're just asking for one freezer in there. We have already added two coolers in there.
Okay.
After we bought it. But we want to add one freezer so that we just want to apply for EBT food stamps in there. And
sure.
That's the basic requirement to have a section of frozen food in there. Frozen meat and all. And if you get good response, then we can, you know, have a full section of grocery items in there. It'll be convenient.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talked about this last time, when they're at date, we didn't have any money available until
not
certain
May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st, we can bring it to them, yeah.
That's when we can pay then. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can have it done whenever.
Yeah.
We approve it, okay.
Yeah, we can approve it anytime.
Okay, I got you.
I contacted the TIF attorney to make sure, and he said they said, yeah, it was fine.
Okay.
So we just need to approve the applications tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then May 1st, we can't release it until May 1st anyway. So.
Right.
Correct.
With the plan that how we want to, I mean, whatever we want to do, like the grant.
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and decide how you want to do it.
Okay.
Grant loan.
Anybody have any ideas? You want to kick around?
Well, we generally do on May 1st, which is new to me. Of course. The options is?
It's options of doing full grant. Sometimes they do 50-50, sometimes the 1% loan, and then that's that. The other one, the 5-year, just went blank on what that's called. Do you remember what it's called, John? When they have to stay in business 5 years.
You have to stay in business for 5 years and then it's...
Yeah,
then
if they
forgiven.
Don't, then they have forgiveness. Yeah,
right,
forgiveness.
Which is what we've done.
They have to pay back a portion.
Okay. Right, right.
And then whatever else you guys can take.
We decide which one to get or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how much.
I mean, I think it's a valuable business. We have to, right on Main Street, whatever we can do for them would be very nice. Very nice.
Were there any issues on the labor report? What was that issue before we had?
That was it. They can't do. They can't pay themselves for the labor.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, my total of 50.
Is that what the application was for 50?
65.
65. Yeah.
There's 50 down here. So I don't know if that's what's invested, if that's what they paid. So I'm not sure if they wrote down.
Was it 50 and then that you added the sign?
Actually, that was, we were still waiting on few codes. So it was just to be able to fill up the form.
Oh, just something to get it turned back in. Okay, so you want us to change that to 65?
Yeah, because it was 50 to start with, and then with the blacktop, 15 and 10,000.
What do we usually do on
this? Yeah, and where's the, that's what I was just looking for.
A lot of times it's half and half. You know, like 25 grant and then 25, we could do the forgiveness. All right, it was 25, 65, or half the, half of the 65. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those, how much money do we have? What's anticipated for application?
We know we'll get, around 110 next year again, 110,000. So we're safe to say we have 110,000
and this
for
is
next
the,
year.
This is the only application we have so far.
Mm-hmm. The Sonic Lodge took one, but I haven't heard back from them.
Okay.
Because I paid them, they got their roof done.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay.
And now they're going to try, they're going to go again for
another. Yeah, they want some for inside if they can get any.
Mm-hmm.
Because the carpet and that got ruined with the rain.
That's right.
With spring coming on, that will probably get more
efficient. Mm-hmm. So, they would like to try to get a little bit to redo their carpet and some of the walls.
We usually do grant and forgiveness.
Yeah, grant.
Two, we usually do grant and forgiveness.
Grant, and then the half of it is forgiven if they're, say, open. Right, I like that one, too.
$30,000 for grant and $35,000 for forgiveness.
I mean, that's what I would say. That's what I'd say.
That'll give me a headache. Thank you.
Because like I said, I don't see, I mean, that's the business right on Main Street, just going through it in my head, I don't see any others.
That, and we only get 110 to work with.
Right, right.
I mean, there's a little bit of extra in there, but I can be safe by saying that.
We need to leave some room.
Okay, I'm gonna make a motion, I move to approve the application for Lewistown Mart for TIF money, and at $65,000, $30,000 as a grant, and $35,000 as a forgiveness, for a total of $65,000.
I'll second.
Okay, motion by Kendall, second by Jim, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Pascal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Is there anywhere in this TIF ordinance where they have to own the business so long before they can sell it?
I mean, if you guys go to do a new one, you know, you could probably add that.
Because I notice we have given out TIF money before, and then first thing you know, it's up for sale.
And Sally, the purpose of TIF is to designate an area in your community where you want to improve the property values, and so ownership doesn't impact.
Has nothing to do with it.
Right, so like in this case, if they're gonna put down blacktop, that'll trigger a reassessment of their property. Mm-hmm. The assessor will go in and see what that property's worth, and then their real estate taxes will increase as a result of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. So the idea is over time, we create a better tax base for our community using these funds. So the ownership doesn't really kick into play.
Okay.
We have two that have sold, and they're still paying.
They're still paying?
Yeah, everybody's paying really good right now.
One thing I want everybody's opinion on, because I've been doing a lot of talking to small businesses for this TIF thing. It's all new to me, but the map we're operating on is 20 years old. We need to revise that map, I think.
We can't until 2026.
Yes, but I mean, even the auditor said we should start that process.
Yeah.
Early.
And so it's a decision on whether we create a whole new one or extend the one we have, and so it's a fine line there.
And another thing that I didn't explain to you too, I think you can only have so many houses in it, so you can't like...
You can't say just the whole town.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why on that one, there's a big sections left out.
Yeah.
Because there's houses in there.
Yeah.
So if you leave out those sections with those houses, you can make it a little bit farther.
Well, one of the examples, and I don't know, I was just told this, there, a couple years ago, there was a Chinese restaurant coming to town, down here on the corner.
Yeah.
And then they wasn't in the TIF map, or they couldn't get any...
Well, it is in the TIF.
Yeah.
But she thought she could get TIF money to build her building.
Oh.
You cannot get TIF money for a new building.
Okay.
You
no.
can use TIF money to... like run the wiring, and do stuff
improve,
like that.
Yeah.
You know,
she was looking for a whole construction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not what I got out of the conversation.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's been turned away.
No.
Especially in Lewistown.
No. Shouldn't. I hope not.
If we can grab it, we'll grab it. So I don't think anybody's been turned away or put down or left out or.
Back to. I didn't mean to interrupt Harry's process, so I need to...
TIF's just real hard to understand, and it's taken me a long time to...
I read all that you gave me, I just kind of waved my hand up on
it.
It looks like some attorney might have written that thing.
It wasn't me. I promise it wasn't me.
And if you go to extend this current one, you got to have the hearings, and you got to work with the taxing bodies
But all it takes is one of them to veto it, and it won't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And all this money goes back to all these taxing bodies when we're done, and I guarantee you there'll be one of them at least that says no.
Well,
Because we're taking money from all these other taxing bodies.
Sure.
And they'll see that amount, and they'll say, no, we can use that too.
Hopefully we turned it around for a good reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we did, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To benefit the community.
I mean, that's what we're trying to do.
I'm new, I'm just asking questions.
And I was told by the mayor at the time when that map was drawn, and it's the same as what Kendall says. They have to leave out houses, and that's why it's a weird shape.
Sure.
And, you know, there's places now that want it and can't get it.
Yeah, the sad thing is there's businesses in that area now. So.
They were.
They made a pretty good circle this last week. I just thought there might be somebody.
Like the library was left out because it was a government building. And now it's not. So.
Which would be nice when we re-up, make a new map. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're probably more likely to get some of the agencies to go, okay, well, you're leaving this one out. We're going to gain some here. You lose some here.
Can you make additions or alterations?
You can have a separate TIF district.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Alder.
But they're not going to let you do.
Doing it now, altering it would be a tough thing to do.
Okay. Yeah.
It's better off if we wait and redo a new one.
Okay.
And hopefully we can do a new one. And that's probably the easiest thing. But to do it now, it's a little bit tougher.
And I feel your pain, I guess, or the pain that you felt, because when we did the original TIF district, Drew was the city attorney. He did a lot of that work. And so based on conflict, our building was left out of it. So we're not even eligible to apply for a repaint if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the redistricting under this new attorney, because then we can take advantage of that as well.
There's just a lot of people, that's a lot of new businesses in the last, just in the last few years, not alone 20 years, that I think should get an opportunity. But
it'd be great.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have any. If we approach it right on, I don't think we'll have any problem turning it over and doing a new one.
Because that kind of made a circle of all the small businesses in town last week with applications for this COVID money.
Mm-hmm.
And practically where I went said they either didn't qualify. Only two out of maybe 12 didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
The others have already contacted, made the paperwork out, and then find out they
qualify. All these COVID things, there's so many rules and regulations. And
what upsets people is the guy down the street gets it. How come I don't? You know, I mean, small business, where they're located, that's where. And I can understand.
Yep.
If there's houses that have to be deleted, why isn't that?
Did we vote on that motion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I did a roll call.
Yep. We're just talking now.
Do we need any more out of Harry or turning loose or?
No, I think we're good, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So, I have a few questions about it. So how does it work exactly?
Okay. You bring in your. I'll have to get signatures and stuff from me once time. And then you bring in your receipts. You know, once you have something done, get pay them, bring me the receipt, and I'll give you a check back.
So
I have to have the receipt that is paid.
So we pay them first, and
mm-hmm.
then you'll reimburse us.
Then I reimburse you, yes.
So for instance, they so it has nothing to do with the business pay? Like, do we make out the check from the business or personal check?
It doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter.
I just have to have the canceled check and a receipt.
Yep.
So I gotta have a copy of the canceled check and the receipt. So
and the other thing,
it doesn't matter who pays it. Like the Masons, somebody just paid, and then they come over and I reimbursed them, and they went back and paid whoever paid it.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, because I was just asking, because if it has to do business, then we have to deposit some money into it and
mm-hmm.
then write a check.
Yeah.
And the accountant, we have to get the whole details.
Exactly.
But otherwise, I can just pay
right.
personally
yeah.
and then reimburse
yeah.
it.
I don't care who pays it.
And just one more question. So $35,000 is the grant.
$30 is the grant, and $35 is the forgivable loan.
What's the difference between both of them?
Okay, the grant is just, you get the money.
Okay.
When you I pay you back. The forgiveness loan, say, you have to, if you stay open 5 years after, the May 1st, and, when this, or the date, then you don't have to pay any of it back. If you happen to close in 3 years, you pay back that portion of the 2 years that's left.
So you're going to be here longer than
that? No. We can guarantee you after doing all these things, it's going to bring a lot of business.
Yeah. So as long as you're...
That's what we're banking on, man.
Yeah, 5 years, then you don't have to pay any of it back.
Conflicted to just liquor, but actually this is our fourth business. This is the only business which we are just confined to the liquor business. All other stores are convenience stores, like Casey's. This town, Casey's don't have any competition.
There you go.
And we cannot compete it because we don't have any, but this will help a lot.
Well, what you're doing here looks good.
You're
on the right track, so it looks good.
Thank you
so much. So if you have any more questions, just call me or something.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, moving on. We have a new ordinance for the non-highway vehicles that Nathan has drawn up. I read through it, short and sweet.
I had one problem.
Anybody have any questions? All right.
The only problem I had was in the ordinance, the new ordinance that said that the sticker inside of the triangle. And I think that's the way the new one's written up, correct? Mm-hmm. And the only problem I had with that is it's like me, I own one now, and if I go to buy another one, I could just take that triangle off and stick it on the other vehicle and never have to pay another registration. Nobody never know the difference. So
I thought about that.
And yes. It would be better, it's just like mine now, I have the triangle, then I have the sticker off to the side, it's on the vehicle itself. So if I register another vehicle, then I'm going to have to get another sticker instead of, otherwise I just take my triangle off and move it and never buy another registration, never have it checked or anything else. So.
Damn it, he's smarter than he looks. Caught on to
me. I mean, yeah, that can happen.
I mean, that's what I do. I just take the triangle off and stick it on the other vehicles. Like, hey, I'm not paying another $25 or...
Haven't
registered or nothing.
You can get tickets then if you don't have all this safety equipment. It's the problem. I mean, I guess that's what you're being inspected for.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't matter to me either way. I'm just trying to keep it.
Yeah.
So the police, they're looking for a sticker. Oh, there it is, right in the middle of the triangle.
Yeah, just, Cindy mentioned.
That's the simplest.
Putting it in the center of the triangle, and the officers do need to know. If it's a permitted vehicle, where's the triangle going to be? Is it going to be down on the hitch? Is it going to be on the mud flap? Is it going to be on the tailgate? Is it going to be...
Sure.
Where's it going to be?
Sure. As long as it's visible.
Right. And you know, so I thought that was a good idea. And you know, it all comes down to enforcement and how diligent our officers are going to be in prosecuting issues with this. Sure. I don't have any problem changing it. I don't want you to think I'm married.
No, I just brought it up. But my biggest problem is, I'm going to tell the truth. My biggest problem is I paid $75 for insurance and paid $25 for a sticker. But I know there's a lot of vehicles that drive this community with UTVs or whatever and that don't have a triangle and don't have a sticker.
Right.
So if I'm going to pay, you're going to pay. So and that's my problem. So
and that's a John Worland problem.
And once we get all...
We can't legislate against...
Sure, I know. But once we get all those, and I'll stop somebody. If I see them at Casey's and say, hey, where's your triangle? Where's your sticker? If you're in the city of Lewistown, I'm paying for it, so you're going to pay for it.
Well, that's my thought on it, too.
Otherwise, let's do away with it, all of it. So.
Yeah.
But
and you can't do that because then the cops are really going to be busy chasing them out of everybody's yards and...
Well, I mean, I just think there's a lot of problems that can evolve from everything we do.
There is.
Right now, I just want to...
That's why I'm in business.
Sure. I just... Yeah, correct. That's how he makes his money. I want an ordinance so people can enjoy their side-by-sides. And,
I do, too.
People from surrounding communities can come and spend time in Lewiston.
Yeah.
You know, use the businesses. I'm not... You know, I can tell you a million ways to break the law. Do I? No.
Yeah.
And that's... If you know...
But I my whole point is, if I'm paying, you're going to pay too.
Yeah.
That's other than that, you can go wherever you want to. I don't care. But if I had to pay for otherwise that's why it'd be my point. Wouldn't pay anything. Then everybody is free and just wherever you want to go to.
We're using the sticker to make sure we're at that inspection, and this is the most important part of owning the vehicle.
But there's a lot of them that don't. And that's my problem is.
And away when you find those people.
Sure.
Tell them.
Sure.
Say,
but I don't think we're watching that.
You've seen some of the cars and trucks that are on the road that aren't inspected.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we have laws. If the police think that we need to enforce something, they'll enforce it. I put my faith in the police.
Yeah.
They don't enforce every law. They have officer discretion. That's why we.
Well, there's a lot more important laws than UTVs.
Correct. So. No, correct. Correct.
Period.
One, you want to make sure that the inspection process, you want to make the most important part of that is to make sure they got insurance.
But we have the power of the press.
But,
because whatever comes out tonight, and we can put it in the power of the press that any UTV or vehicle that's non-highway vehicle that's going to be registered in the city of Lewistown, if you're not registered, you will be.
Yeah.
Registered and you know we can put it out there that
we have to. This will make it easier. Though. I mean, the $25.
Right. I mean, this ordinance has worked fine for how many years we've had it. We haven't had any accidents. We haven't had anybody ticketed for no insurance. You guys are bringing up problems that occur every day, everywhere, and it's just you deal with the police, deal with it on a day-to-day basis. If somebody has an accident without insurance, they're going to get a ticket. Or if they get stopped by the police for some other reason, they don't have insurance, they're going to get a ticket. And
if you catch everybody. If you see one on the road that's not, you can call the police. And
yes, if that's what you want to do, yes.
This vehicle doesn't have a city sticker.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that.
But to me, no, I mean, it's peace of mind. That's why we have insurance. Yeah. Most people have insurance.
Sure.
So if they don't have, there's one reason they don't. They can't afford it.
Well, because we've made the effort to try to make sure if these things are on our roads, that we've regulated them to the extent we can make people or force people to cooperate with the law. And that way, if something ever does happen, somebody says, these things are run rampant in your community, you can say, well, they're all permitted, and we've got rules for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not coming back on us for doing a poor job of keeping our streets safe for people.
Sure.
So is our intent when we pass this, we're starting over from scratch, everyone's getting only stickers and a whole bit?
Oh, no. You got a sticker, you're good.
Since the last meeting when this was brought up, I believe Cindy and Cindy have been telling people, hold off on renewing, we're not going to charge you most likely because of the new ordinance, the way it's going to be written. And so these folks will just be automatically renewed. There's not going to be a secondary inspection. There's not going to be. We're going to assume that once the vehicle's inspected the first time, that it'll remain in compliance, based upon the fact that if it doesn't, there'll be $100 court cost for an ordinance violation. There'll be the whatever fine we assess. But based on that, there'll be a ticket written, and it'll be enforced that way. So.
Several renewed stickers.
And what Kendall's bringing up.
Well, we knew that nobody would renew them anyway, so it's like pay $25 the first time, and you get it inspected, and we'll give you a sticker, and you're good. And it's simple.
What Kendall's bringing up is we did put in the new ordinance that, if you get a new side-by-side or you trade in your old one for a different one, we want to make sure that one's safe too. So we want to make sure the seat belts are there, the headlights.
Can't transfer it.
Exactly. You're not supposed to. And Cindy's going to keep a basic database of what permit number or what sticker number goes with what vehicle and what person. And so that's going to be the way we can enforce Kendall's concern as far as, now, is it as easy as typing into a lease computer? No. Of course not, but if it really becomes a concern, an officer can write down the permit number, write down the owner's name, find out if it's the correct one, give them a ticket if it's not. I mean, it's an enforcement issue.
It gets simple. If somebody down the street bought a brand new side by side and is going to rent their drive it on the streets of Lewistown tomorrow, register. I don't care how long if you keep it or whatever you do it after that, but register it.
Exactly.
That's my only concern. So hopefully that happens. So.
And also, you have a record of it in case somebody steals it, and then we know what the numbers are off of it. Maybe we can help you out that way. So,
I think Cindy had one concern because we had kind of decided that we, Evan can inspect or she can inspect or I can.
Yep.
What if they're in a wreck after we've inspected it? She's afraid that she can get in trouble or something.
Well, I mean, we all rise to the responsibility of our jobs. If she doesn't feel comfortable with it, then she needs to tell us that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I told her, if you don't want to.
It's a pretty basic checklist. I mean, I understand her concerns. But it's a pretty basic checklist, so I don't I don't feel like it's going to be too...
She just didn't want anybody coming back on her.
Yeah, I feel like too, well, I didn't fill them out, but...
Is there anything on there that you'd feel like would be technical to try to ascertain whether it's working or not?
They just walk around, turn signals, check, headlights, turn on, horns.
Same thing she's probably done for her husband. Lights work 100 times.
Yeah, well, Cindy, if Cindy's not comfortable doing it, then...
It's more inspections I get on my car.
She can opt out.
Yeah, okay.
Truthfully.
Yeah. And I don't like to say, as far as liability coming back on us, you know, if you don't know if it's working or not, get Evan, get you, whatever, before you sign off on it.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
She just was worried about signing off on it and if somebody could sue her or something.
It was working today, but it might not be working tomorrow.
Well, yeah, if she's out running the booth in her off hours, you know, then she's not in her capacity as a water clerk or an inspector for the city. Yeah, they could sue her personally, but otherwise it's all going to be...
Yeah. City. Under our insurance, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
New title, non-highway vehicle inspector.
There you go.
Anybody else have any questions on this ordinance?
I move to approve the ordinance as written.
I'll check.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
From now on, I'll start on violation two.
Better yet, repo the vehicle.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Person Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Haskell?
We could all use.
Kim?
Yes.
Okay. John Spala?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. The ordinance will be posted. It'll be valid in what, 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
10 days.
10 days.
All right. Okay. Moving on to new business. We had some discussion about the recycling program we have. We currently charge
$8.
$8, and we pay, basically the city is subsidizing this program.
Yeah.
The people that use it pay so much, and the city has to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically, do we want to raise the rates? What was we talking, $1?
Mm-hmm.
Changing it to $9 would make up that difference.
Yeah.
So, the customer.
How many people we got doing it?
Is there people dropping out of it? Or
we have
we're losing
no,
people?
No, we just.
We have 165 that we pay for, and if you look at it, it varies for a month. But
it's just
we're down like
from day one, we've never had enough.
Really
yeah. That,
They're charged on what? It's a water bill that comes
through
the
water
bill.
Yeah, it's on
the
water bill.
I make a motion to keep it the same. As it is, I mean, I'm not going to pay any more. I'll quit. My garbage went way up, and it's just getting ridiculous. And I don't need to have that recycling. I have to have my garbage.
Yeah.
Go to Luna.
We're good. Recycling, they don't do it anymore anyway, so.
No, they don't.
Like,
I mean, that's fine if we just leave the same. I mean,
but,
it's up to you guys. I just want to bring it up, and this is what's going on.
The city's paying that
right,
fee
right.
The
city's paying instead of the users.
We can put out a.
I would rather see the users pay.
Yeah.
Or we use the users' money. I mean, I know what you're saying, but you're still paying for it as a taxpayer because we're not fully funded. You know.
Or even
if
just
I
that,
pay my $8,
yeah,
if I still
do 50 cents.
I use it and you don't,
closer.
You're still paying for part of mine or somebody else for me to have that.
Okay, is there is
one thing I've seen in another town? Before they've raised the rates, and then when they got more consumers, then they could take those rates back down because the city's not paying that.
Well, and I agree. I don't
yeah.
think we want to make. We don't want to make.
No,
money.
We don't want to make
we
any money.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. We're
that's.
Breaking.
I mean, obviously, if we had more people, I would look. I would say,
and we'd lower it. Yes, you have
yeah.
more people, lower it.
So everybody does pay. There's nobody that doesn't pay it, or is it some of these? Is some of this money that's the difference? Is people that doesn't pay their water bills? The difference, maybe?
No.
It's just none of people signed up.
Are they actually recycling? Is it separate from the garbage trucks?
That's the great question, too.
What
everybody says it goes in the same truck.
Down, you mean?
I mean,
is that what you're asking?
They collected in different trucks.
They have a big Eagle recycling,
yeah,
big yellow truck that rolls
yeah.
around here. And it's not the same as Waste Management guys. Or
no, it's different.
Yeah, it's a different company.
I don't know what
company.
They do with it when they take it out of the city limits, but...
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I mean, I recycle every, 2 weeks?
They're respecting all the towns around Westmore County.
I never paid one.
That's the same truck that's in my guy.
Do we have to have recycling?
I tried to get them out.
Are we in a contract?
Yes, we are in a contract.
Okay, so we have to have the recycling.
Well, I don't know if we still, I mean, I suppose we can drop it.
Daughters.
I don't know if it says.
We can drop the whole contract and then there's more recycling, but that's.
You want to get rid of your recycling program?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing says we had to stay in it for the next 10 years or anything, I don't think.
Sounds like a tip.
It's kind of up to the people.
And that's the thing, if people drop it and we start losing interest, then we do just get rid of it. I mean.
That's why I'm kind of thinking that maybe this is something that we, if we could get it out there and say, okay, we're looking at either raising the rates for recycling, do you want to keep recycling in this community? If so, it's going to cost you this. If not, then it's going to be dropped.
Yes, that.
I mean.
And I don't know.
The thing is, you know, we discussed this 6 months ago, and I said we probably need to raise the fees.
I mean, tomorrow's going to be out there anyway on social media that we were talking about raising prices.
It's a dollar.
It's going to be in a paper that we were going to raise prices.
Like you said, it's a dollar. We can break even, then if we get more people, then we can lower it back down.
I think we have Kim's motion there. Anybody say?
But chances are getting any more people in this town, I don't think so.
Anyway, there was a motion by Kim to leave it the same. Do we have a second? Do we have a second?
I know, Nathan, you said something about you would get it if they went out there, and I know Cindy called him, but I don't know what the answer was.
There's all kinds of people out in the, even if you just went to McCormick's and turned around in a big barn.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't want to extend it out. They have some reason why they don't want to extend it. I don't know what it is.
Sure, it's a good one. I just, you know, I haul all my recycling into the office. It's no secret. People see me doing it all the time, and I have to put it behind the office every other Tuesday. It's a pain, but I still pay for it in my house. I don't live in a town, just because
I'm
too lazy to change it.
If your motion dies from a lack of second, then I'm going to make a new motion.
I think it's better than doornail.
No second? Okay, motion dies, lack of second.
And then the motion is that we table it until the next meeting, because after that, it's going to go into the paper, of course, and the media, and every place else in that we were. There's a possibility that the recycling is going to be raised because at this time, so there's a choice. Either we raise it one more to $9 a month, or we're going to do away with it totally. So so my motion is to table this motion or table this decision until the next meeting.
And maybe put a notice on the water bills.
Sure.
Can we do that? Can we put a notice on the water bills?
I agree with that.
She's got a lot of stuff that she puts on month to month. And
right, but I didn't, you know, she put something on there about.
It is today.
Kind of a question or kind of a.
Yeah. Asking
she
for feedback.
She was working on the back.
If it was explained like that, people might understand.
Is that okay with you? I mean, you made the motion.
Absolutely,
okay?
Yeah.
And that way let people know that.
Yeah.
It's either going to be raised or done away with.
I was on chemical, so. The people we had to pay.
Sure. Well, I told my wife tonight, I said, I won't pay $9. I'll just do away with it. But mm-hmm. It can go out to garbage, which it usually does anyway. If it goes to recycle, it's going to garbage anymore because they don't recycle.
Right. And I agree with you. I don't think they do either.
And I know they don't. But anyway.
Because it costs more to recycle.
But
than
if the people of the community want to pay for it, I guess that's my thing. If you want to pay for it, the city will continue the service, but we're not going to, as a whole.
Lose money.
As a whole, every taxpayer, because this $218 is coming out of, I'm already paying $8, plus I'm paying part of this $218 as a taxpayer.
Correct.
I don't want to pay that anymore.
Correct.
Okay, so either I'm going to drop it, or if you want to raise the price and keep it, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But as the people, and of course this goes on to everybody in this community. This $218 is passed off to somebody eventually. So I guess that's where I'm at, and we'll just table until the next meeting and
we may raise it a dollar, and enough people quit, we may readdress this in 6 months again and say, hey, we need to raise it five, and then you know people aren't going to do that. And
And if your recycle goes in your main trash, they're gonna, the trash people are gonna charge you more money because you're gonna produce more garbage.
Somebody's always looking to make another buck.
The dollar more you're gonna pay is gonna be a lot less than what you're gonna get jabbed from the waste management when you come in and take two toters of garbage away instead of one and recycle it.
So John, did you get all that?
It's a catch 22.
There'll be a test on it next week. We'll grade your article, John.
We went with lunar in our household.
Yeah, we did too.
We're what, half? And I told Brenda, I said,
well, they're about the same as everybody else.
I don't think they're that much cheaper.
They're not cheaper, but
a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know how much, but they're going to be cheaper for a while. But as they add customers, and
sure,
they're going to need bigger equipment and more people, and they're going to be right back in a position.
Truthfully, one of the big reasons I went with them is they're local.
But it's a local business, and that's who we should support anyway. So.
And we're back to they brought up about bidding out garbage service for the city. We talked about that before it blew in the face.
Right, no, right. I mean,
the toilet. I mean, it went about 5 minutes, and then it's a non-issue again, so.
Right, right. But I'm not for that.
John, you've been here too long.
You bet.
Okay, we have another motion. Now, to table this issue and put a notice in the water bill saying we are going to raise it and or we need to raise it.
Or do away with it.
I mean,
and it'd be out there.
That's what we got a second by John. Okay. There you go. All right, we got a motion and a second. All in favor to table this, say aye. Anyone oppose?
I left the room already.
I opposed. I had to signal the can down the road. We had it 6 months ago.
I get it.
To me, we raise the rate and go. Yeah.
So we have Brad's opposed. Brad's a no.
Maybe we'll get a few people more to sign up and we'll be a moot point, but probably not.
No, I don't think we will. I think we'll lose customers. I think this program is dying,
and
it's going to go away. But this is how it goes away. I mean, you talk about it, we probably raise the rates, and people have to make their own decisions.
And they need to be aware of it.
And
if we don't get any
regular trash, and your rates are probably going to go
up. If no decisions are brought back by the next meeting, we'll just cancel the damn thing. So.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, you better pay your part.
Okay. Do we have anything else? All right, everybody looked at the bills. Have a chance, any questions, answers?
Pay Ameren? Oh, and the rest of the bills.
Yeah. Glad we closed those two coal-fired power plants.
Yeah.
Really, I'm glad about that. Paying for it every day.
Send somebody down and you give them that.
You're not even CIPS. You're not even CIPS.
All right, need a motion to pay the bills, please.
So moved.
Motion by John.
Second.
Second by Sally. Roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Motion carries. We have no other business. We have a motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
All right. Forward. Meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming, everybody. Have a good night.
Did I see you on a Harley Davidson the other Sunday, Kim?